I'm Steve Ford, WBAIMY, and this is the ARRL Hurricane Harvey update for August 30th. I'm speaking with Mike Urich, KA5CVH, the ARRL Public Information Officer for Aries in Harris County, Texas. Hello, Mike.
Good morning or good afternoon, since we're in different time zones, sir.
What's going on down there? What's the latest update?
Well, to be cute and funny, we're trying to nail Jell-O to the wall. This has been a very unusual event. It's not our first hurricane most of us have been through. To bring everybody up to speed, this is basically a storm that has impacted three regions of Texas. The initial strike zone was just north of Corpus Christi in the Rockport Fulton area, which is a retirement fishing resort type area. The outer bands of the storm impacted the greater Houston area with training rain. And training rain is when you get the bands coming in off the Gulf from a storm, and they just keep coming and they keep coming and they keep coming. And the displaced number of residents in the greater Houston area is estimated to be about 500,000 people. That's about one-tenth of our MSA for this region. So it's in terms of number of people affected, the greater Houston area has far outweighed anything else. However, the initial strike zone where the bulk of the damage was just north of the Corpus Christi area. Then this thing had the audacity to go back out to the Gulf, re-strengthen, and go into what we call the Golden Triangle area. That's Beaumont and Orange, Port Arthur on the Louisiana border, and then pack them in Lake Charles. So we basically have three affected areas down here.
What are amateurs doing at this point in the disaster? What have you heard so far from them?
The main thing we're doing right now is the Gulf Coast region, from infrastructure, especially on communications, has become very, very hardened. We have, and of course, part of this was the mandate for the served agencies to move to a digital format on their communication systems. With that being a requirement, they were able to strengthen and make their systems very robust. So us supporting communications in the sense of what has traditionally been the Joe Ham showing up and saying, hey, I can send 25 words a minute CW and assisting the serve agencies. Those days of us assisting the serve agencies are essentially gone. But we do provide a lot of other assistance. Just being an extra set of eyes and ears, having nets up monitoring different areas where people can call in, either traffic accidents, floods, you know, any number of things that might be associated with the event, and our EOCs and many of us have access from our home computers. There's a internet applications called Web EOC, and we can actually log into that, put events into there and escalate them up and get responses directed via that way as well. So us going out into the field and actually being communicators in the traditional role has changed. Our logistics chief here in Harris County for our Harris County Homeland Security and Emergency Management, also a ham, comes into our comm room in the EOC, I guess it was Sunday. I have slept since then, I think. Anyway, he comes in and looks, oh, it's Monday morning. So he comes in and looks at me and says, Mike, I need you to get on the internet and find me a pintle hitch for a 2-inch receiver. We had a trailer that had to be moved. We had a lot of trucks with 2-inch receivers on them, but nobody had a pintle hitch. They all had standard 2-inch balls. So to assist our served agency, I'm on the internet searching for a pintle hitch that we can get local. So we've changed our structure in many ways, or our structure has changed for us, that we assist in other ways other than the traditional talking on the radio. We were doing a lot of helping our logistics find MREs, a pintle hitch, as an example, just a number of things that we were doing to assist the logistics section and locating resources.
That's excellent, Mike. Those instances where you are using, what would you call it, more traditional over-the-air radio, is that primarily on repeaters? Is it analog, digital?
The South Texas plan is to remain analog because that is the lowest common denominator, and when all else fails, we need to depend upon the lowest common denominator. So that's going to be 2 meter FM, 40 and 75 meter single side band. That's our lowest common denominator. That's what we train to. That's what we teach to. That's what we practice. I can take any of my portable gear and go out and set up an HF antenna and get on either 40 or 75 meters and operate sideband and talk to our state operations center in Austin. So the digital is quite a unique mode and offers the capability to link different systems via the internet. However, the internet is not completely foolproof. It could become clogged or slowed or impaired. So that's not really something that we want to depend on, at least especially here on the Gulf Coast. That's just not a part of our emergency communications plan. We do use WinLink quite extensively to send backdoor messages, if you would, stuff that does not require a lot of bandwidth or throughput to handle. So that does get used, but it's not a, and it is a part of the plan. It's just not a major thing that we do.
We will be checking back with you later in the week for an update on how things are proceeding down there. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.